Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our focus to JP Morgan Chase, one of the largest and most influential financial institutions in the world. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
JP Morgan Chase is known for its leadership in banking and financial services, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like herd behavior and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in risk management and investment strategies?
Herd behavior is particularly relevant in the financial sector, where JP Morgan Chase, as a market leader, often sets trends that others follow. This can be seen in their investment strategies, where decisions made by top executives can influence broader market movements. For example, if JP Morgan Chase takes a strong position on a particular asset class, it can trigger a wave of similar moves by other institutions. On the other hand, loss aversion plays a crucial role in their risk management practices. In the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, JP Morgan Chase has become more cautious, prioritizing risk management to avoid significant losses, which has helped them maintain stability even in volatile markets.
And this cautious approach has certainly paid off, as JP Morgan Chase has been able to navigate economic downturns more effectively than some of its peers. However, it also means that they might miss out on higher returns in more speculative markets.
Exactly. While their conservative strategy helps protect against downside risk, it can also limit their participation in more aggressive growth opportunities. This trade-off is something investors need to consider when evaluating JP Morgan Chase as part of their portfolio.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at JP Morgan Chase. The financial industry has traditionally lagged in DEI, but there's been a growing emphasis on improving these areas. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
JP Morgan Chase has been making strides in DEI, recognizing that a diverse workforce can lead to better decision-making and improve financial performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, their DEI efforts can be seen as a way to foster innovation and reduce grouping, which is crucial in a sector that often deals with complex and high-stakes decisions. A more diverse team brings a variety of perspectives, which can help the firm identify risks and opportunities that might otherwise be overlooked. Additionally, for investors, a strong commitment to DEI can signal that the company is forward-thinking and socially responsible, which can enhance its reputation and attractiveness.
Investors are increasingly factoring DEI into their decision-making, and for a company as large and influential as JP Morgan Chase, strong DEI practices can also help them attract top talent and foster long-term growth.
That's right. DEI is not just a moral imperative, but also a business strategy. By embedding DEI into their culture and operations, JP Morgan Chase can position itself as a leader in the financial sector and appeal to a broader base of investors who prioritize ESG factors.
Moving on to global markets, JP Morgan Chase operates in numerous countries and has a diverse range of services. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
JP Morgan Chase's global strategy involves tailoring its services to meet the unique needs of each market while maintaining a consistent brand image. From a behavioral finance perspective, this approach helps manage the risks associated with operating in diverse regulatory environments and cultural contexts. By understanding local market dynamics, consumer behavior, and regulatory landscapes, JP Morgan Chase can offer products and services that resonate with customers in different regions. This adaptability also allows them to mitigate risks and capitalize on opportunities in both developed and emerging markets.
And this global adaptability is crucial for a financial institution of JP Morgan Chase's scale, especially as they navigate complex regulatory environments and differing economic conditions across the world.
Exactly. JP Morgan Chase's ability to balance global efficiency with local responsiveness is a key factor in their sustained success. However, it also requires them to stay agile and responsive to changes in global financial markets and regulatory frameworks.
Now, let's compare JP Morgan Chase to other companies in the financial industry, like Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Citigroup. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
JP Morgan Chase's approach is often seen as more conservative compared to Goldman Sachs, which is known for its aggressive trading strategies and high-risk, high-reward approach. This attracts different types of investor. Those who value stability and steady returns might prefer JP Morgan Chase, while those looking for potentially higher returns might be drawn to Goldman Sachs. Bank of America, on the other hand, shares similarities with JP Morgan Chase in terms of a broad consumer banking presence, but it's less diversified in investment banking. Citigroup, with its global footprint, appeals to investors who are interested in exposure to international markets, but it also faces more risk from global economic volatility. JP Morgan Chase's reputation for strong risk management and consistent performance sets it apart, making it a preferred choice for more risk-averse investors.
And unlike some of its competitors, JP Morgan Chase has managed to maintain a strong balance sheet and has been more resilient in the face of economic downturns, which has reinforced its reputation as a stable and reliable financial institution.
Absolutely. Each of these financial institutions has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For JP Morgan Chase, the emphasis on risk management, global adaptability, and a commitment to DEI positions it as a leader in the industry.
To sum up, JP Morgan Chase's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives JP Morgan Chase's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
Ready?